Now joined by the head coach of the Tri-County Lady Mustang softball team. Like everybody else in the state of Missouri, they're getting ready for district play. Whether or not these games are going to happen tomorrow, start district play, that's going to depend on how well fields are probably covered, or they can dry tomorrow once we get some of that colder weather, but sunshine out by tomorrow afternoon. Over the past week, we'll go back to Thursday. Tri-County picked up a victory, 8-4, against Gilman City on Thursday. A week ago tonight, it was a 19-2 victory over Tyne Avalon. Coach Willett, girls haven't played since Thursday, but in the two games I mentioned, they've built some pretty good momentum.
Yeah, they played really well both games. We're coming along nicely.
Consistency's been kind of the biggest thing, where it kind of feels like out of every four games you play, three of them you play pretty good, and then you have that one hiccup. Hey, have the girls kind of figured that out? Do you have a good feeling with where they're at right now?
Yeah, I do. I think we have figured it out, as they've learned to just be winners. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. That's, you just can't lose focus in any game against any opponent, and that's what we've been working on, and they've been learning that. So we're doing good.
Was the and I know there's level of competition involved. A week ago yesterday, you lost at Linn County 6-0, had trouble getting the bats going, then you scored 19 against Tyne Avalon. Were the girls just in a better place when it came to swinging the bats Tuesday, Coach?
Yes. Yeah, it again, the Linn County girl was a lot of off-speed, and that seems to give us trouble there. A faster pitcher we seem to hit. So that worked into our favor, and the kids just really were lighting it up, and they were ready to light it up.
There's, you know, the interesting thing about that is, and you know, I've kind of, from watching that outstanding Trenton team here through the years, they just have really good hand-eye coordination, which I think that's, if you're going to be good at hitting a fast pitcher, that hand-eye coordination is key. Is that one of the things the girls really have?
Yeah, good hand-eye coordination. You're absolutely right. Got to have that. Well, let's be honest, to be a pretty good athlete, you need hand and eye coordination for various things, but they get it. The slow pitchers, they just don't want to sit back and wait on it. They get too aggressive, and their weight shifts forward, and that gets them all off. So we're hitting well. They're playing well.
The timing, the hand-eye coordination, however you want to describe it, that helps with the fast pitchers. But it's always interesting to me when you get a team that struggles with the slow pitchers a little bit. And I think you're right on that, that they're just having I think that's one of the big things with it being a good hitting team, is adjusting on the fly to that change of speed. It's easier said than done.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. But they got to make that adjustment, and you try to tell them with a slower pitch, you've got a lot more time to make your swing and just wait on it and then go, and just takes them a while, you know. But that has given us grief.
Is relaxing at the plates and just kind of reading and reacting to the pitch that's coming in, is that one of the big things that you tell the girls?
Yeah, you know, to be a good hitter, you need to be into the moment, understand what's going on, get a feel for the pitcher, and that's why we're always talking that, you know, even if you're not up batting, you should be watching the pitcher to see the tendencies, where the ball's going, do they have change up, do they like to do things on a certain count, you know, to become that hitter, and then relax up there, you're trained, you know what you need to do, be comfortable in your swing and your ability, and then just execute.
Gilman City, every time they play a coach, they play a little bit tougher. It sounds like that game on Thursday, an 8-4 win over at your place, that was a really quality softball game on both sides.
Yeah, they played well. That's the best they've played us this year, and they played well. They made plays in the field. Their pitcher we've known, and she throws good and stuff, and we knew it was going to be grinding out. You played them, that's the third time we played them this year, and that's always a little bit harder. You know, they're not intimidated by you or anything. They've seen you. They got nothing to lose, and we just had to go out and execute, and that's what we did. We had an 8-2 going into the seventh, and they got two runs on there. But it was a good game, good solid game.
Was it steady offense for your group, Coach, or did you get a big inning?
No, steady offense. Just keep grinding it out, making some runs, which we've been working on, you know, from steals and bunts and those type of things to generate runs and get runners into position that just a ground ball in the infield can get them to score. And that worked well for us.
Do you also have a team that we've talked about how Tri-County has good athleticism, pretty good speed. So you also have a team, it sounds like, that if you get on first base, your chances of stealing second are pretty good.
Yes, very good. Our leadoff hitter, Jaden, I think she's Jaden Allman, she's stolen probably 35 bases. It's not been thrown out, and you know, steals third, and then all of a sudden we go from somebody on first and two pitches to somebody being on third, and then there's a lot of ways to get that runner in.
So I don't know necessarily this, and we'll give the information here. Class 1 District 13 is where Tri-County is. They're going to be heading up to Pattonsburg. So I'm going to guess that this bracket's been out for about 4 or 5 days, Coach. So you've known for a while that you're going to play Bramer in the semifinals because that's one is set. You're a 3 seed. They're a 2 seed. Does it help you that you have all that time to prepare for a specific team that you know you're going to play?
Yeah, it helps us to, you know, just to focus that it's going to be districts and, you know, just to get your idea of what you want to do against that team. Yeah,
it does.
It does help quite a bit.
You know, it's an interesting challenge because in order to get to the district championship and win a potential district championship, you'd have to go through more than likely 2 Grand River Conference opponents in Bramer in the semifinals and then probably Gallatin in the final. Did the girls really relish that opportunity to play some bigger schools, Coach?
Yes, they do. And that's a good attitude to have. You know, in past years, that wouldn't have been the attitude. They'd been thinking more like, oh, no, we're eager to play them. You know, because you want to test yourself, see how well your programs come along, and you do that by playing the bigger conferences and the schools that have played a lot more competitive teams than maybe we have.
Yeah, and I know Tri-County and Gallatin, which is a potential matchup in the championship on the 13th, Saturday at 4, by the way, is the time for that championship. Both teams got some work to do to get there, but if that's the matchup, you don't play Gallatin very often, but they're right down the road. I'm sure the girls know each other very well.
Yeah, they know pretty much everybody on each team there, and some of them have been prior students here and that are there or vice versa, so... they both know each other and they communicate a lot, and so it'd be a nice thing to have. But right now, we're just going to focus on Bramer.
Oh, absolutely, because you know if you don't get by one, the whole conversation about the other is moot.
Right.
I'm sure you got some information on the Bobcats and what the challenges are. It's Thursday, 6:30, first pitch over at Pattonsburg. What does Bramer have, Coach? What's caught your attention?
Oh, solid team. I mean, you'd expect that looking at their record in that and. Standard as we go into play that we'll have to play our game and make sure we make our fielding and just keep our heads about us and stay focused, and it should be a very competitive game.
Getting to the district championship match, which is obviously the goal, to get by Bramer, what would that mean for your program, Coach?
A massive upgrade. You know, when you think about it, the steps from where this program was just 2 years, 3 years ago, where they'd won basically one ball game in 7 years, and now we're finishing 8-5 the regular season going into district. That's probably the first winning record at this school in 10 years. So these girls have really turned the program away, and I talked to which were my seniors, but they were on the program in 9th and 10th grade, where in 9th grade they won nothing, and in 10th grade they barely won one game, and now... to this point where we're competitive with everybody and a winning record, it's a big deal.
Yeah,
turn the program here.
Absolutely. That's fun for that senior group. Lee Warford, Coach Warford over at Pattonsburg, is running the tournament. Have you heard any information from him? Obviously, they're getting a lot of rain there on Tuesday morning, Coach. How's it look to play Wednesday and Thursday?
You know, it's all a matter, just like everybody, is what's coming. And if the river jumps its banks and those type of things. So, yeah, there's some contingency plans. I know they're working on looking at fields, and if anybody has a field, that type of thing, that'll go with it. So I think we all just need to be flexible and see what's going to pop come Thursday. But yeah. I think tomorrow a lot of things will shore up depending on what goes on for the rest of today and tonight.
Is the softball diamond, is it right next to the football field there at Pattonsburg?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so that's generally lower ground than the school.
Yes, it is.
Down there in the valley a little bit. Yeah, so yeah. If the Grand River goes out of its banks, then I can pretty much say we're not playing at Pattonsburg later this
right.
week. I'm pretty good with that. Here's the way the bracket looks. Pattonsburg-Winston first round scheduled for Wednesday at 6. Winner plays Gallatin Thursday at 5. Bramer and Tri-County play Thursday at 6:30. Championship will be 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday. That is subject to change due to field conditions, obviously. Coach, we appreciate the time. Good luck to you and the Mustangs this week.
Thank you very much, Tom.